Good morning. Welcome to St. John's this morning as we gather to worship and experience the love of God. I hope that you are feeling loved by God and loved by the church. I am. They wanted to take good care of me today. So they had one up there and one on the pulpit and one where I sit, and yours is here. But they were spread throughout. And so look in some empty pews. Don't let anyone make fun of you just because you are young, and everybody in here is young. Set an example for other followers by what you say and do, as well as by your love, faith, and purity. 1 Timothy 4:12, you are loved, your friends at St. John's Christian Church Faith Village. So I already had a heart in confirmation. You got something? No, oh, they're spread throughout. So here are a bunch of extras. It'll help you stay awake during the sermon. Feel free. Help yourself. Okay? So hopefully you feel the sense of God's love in your life, and welcome to this time of worship, because I couldn't be having chocolate during the service. Announcements, if you ordered Super Bowl subs, they are ready to be picked up down in the gym after the service of worship. There probably are some extras, so if you didn't order any, you might go down there for a free will donation and get lunch or dinner. The Easter flower sign-up sheet is on the bulletin board. We are beginning Lent pretty soon, and Easter will soon be here, so sign up for those flowers that will grace the chancel area. Also on page 6, the consistory is calling a special congregational meeting. According to the Constitution, we have to give 2 weeks' notice. So February 26th, we are going to be electing an elder to fill a vacancy on consistory, and you can read more about that in the February issue of The Visitor. We have the third Thursday luncheon, so senior citizens and any and all are welcome to gather in the chapel at 11:30 for food and fellowship. I want to share a couple of special announcements with you. First, this is an earthquake update from an EA missionary serving in Turkey and Syria. I got this on Thursday. To all friends and churches, as of now, the death toll is over 14,000 and climbing. As of last night, it had climbed over 25,000. No doubt it will be in the tens of thousands in the coming weeks. The numbers of people coming out alive is shrinking hourly as people pass from this life. Well over 64,000 people are injured, and over 11,000 buildings have collapsed. Following the pattern we observed here in our city in 2020, thousands more buildings will be deemed unfit for habitation. Around 100 orphan babies just arrived to a local hospital in our city, and our church is collecting items to drop off. The World Health Organization estimates 23 million people have been impacted by the earthquakes across Turkey and Syria. The sheer scope of the destruction in land size would be similar to the state of Tennessee. Turkey was already hosting a couple of million Syrian refugees fleeing their war-torn country, many of whom were settled in the area where the earthquake struck. One of the news stories quoted a Syrian who felt like bad fate just continued to follow them. University students in the affected areas will likely have to complete their studies in other cities, including where the missionary lives. Many families, now refugees themselves, will have to relocate across the country just to find housing and employment. For now, schools have been put on hold, and a 3-month emergency declaration was made. The contemporary city of Hatay, also known as Antioch, where Jesus' followers were first called Christians, is one of the hardest hit this week. But this is not its first either. In 115 AD and 526 AD, around 250,000 people perished in earthquakes. Turkey, neighboring Greece, and Japan are the most active seismic zones globally. It is no wonder so many of the ancient cities have been rebuilt several times due to earthquake damage. And the missionary shares, he hopes this update has stirred you to compassion and the Lord will direct you in many ways to be in prayer. And if you want to offer monetary donations in support of those refugees and those citizens, You can simply mark any donation earthquake, and we will forward it either to the Church World Service or to the EA, the Evangelical Association. So be aware of that global concern. And here is a concern for us here at St. John's. And I share this on behalf of Eric and Sarah Nafsinger, who will be going to Sarasota, Florida this coming Saturday for a special and unique time of treatment for their daughter, Leah. Leah will see a specialist 5 times during their week in Sarasota, once a day for treatment. The therapy Leah will be getting is called facial release therapy. And the doctor that does the therapy works mainly with post-concussive patients. They are taking this leap of faith, which offers hope for Leah's health. Besides flights and lodging, the doctor does not accept any insurance, so it will be a costly week. First and foremost, Eric, Sarah, and Leah are asking for prayer that this doctor can provide relief and help for Leah. They are also asking for financial assistance, which is a very humbling request for them to ask, as you can imagine. So please keep them in your prayers from February 18th to the 25th. And if you are led by the Spirit of God to support them in this avenue towards Leah's healing, please mark any donations with their last name, Nafsinger, and turn it into the church office, either this week, the following week, and we will make sure that it gets to them for that special week. And we are praying for you continually in that endeavor. I invite Missy to come forward for a special Mission of the Month announcement.
Good morning. February's Mission of the Month is the Fish Pantry. So on behalf of the Fish Pantry Board, I am here to thank you for your continued and abundant support of the pantry. Just to let you know what your gifts have done there and can do, monetary donations to the pantry allow the pantry to purchase items in bulk. We've been trying to expand what it is we have on a monthly basis there. So we've been purchasing items like some spices, baking products, and condiments. We're also trying to increase our personal care product line. So we're trying to add things like deodorant, shampoo, and especially feminine care products. You can find a list of needed items in today's bulletin in the visitor, and hopefully if I get a hold of Jocelyn, maybe we'll add it to the Facebook page this week as a reminder too. The pantry also offers financial assistance to help our clients pay for things like utilities, prescriptions, or even getting a vehicle fixed. Many of the clients do not have an emergency fund. So this financial assistance is intended to help with expenses, just to help a client get through a rough time. These funds are given with discretion and are intended to just be a one-time only. Lastly, I'd like to share some exciting news. In the last year, the board was able to purchase the building from the bank, and now we are ready to make some major improvements. As you drive by this spring, hopefully you'll see some of those improvements. We're taking out all the old windows, replacing them with some newer, smaller windows. To help save on some energy costs. The exterior cinder block is disintegrating, so we are going to cover that with siding and to prevent further decay. And also the front door is being replaced with a sliding door, sort of like at the grocery stores, for easier traffic flow and so that we're not banging it with the carts all the time. So as you can see, the pantry is always looking for ways to better serve our neighbors in need. Thanks again, and if you aren't already, prayerfully consider making a donation to the Archibald Fish Pantry. Thanks.
We begin our worship today hearing from God's Word, Romans 3, starting at verse 21. But now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Let's begin our worship and prayer. Dear Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are mighty and loving, and you have redeemed us. Lord, we confess that we've not always lived as your redeemed, as your children. And so this morning we ask for a renewal and revival in our lives. Lord, we cannot give you enough thanks for your mercy and grace, for the new life you give in your Holy Spirit. Lord, in this moment, we ask that you would help us to worship you in spirit as you desire. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to rise as we sing our opening praise together. With one another.
Invite children to come forward to the steps for a children's message. All right. Good morning. Full of energy? Are you having a good day so far?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're up here and you're making our day much greater. It's always great to look at your faces. How you're just kind of sitting there. Smiling, Look at that. Now, have you ever pretended to be somebody else? Have you ever dressed up in costume? Anybody ever dressed up to be a princess? To be a king? No? Have you ever thought about being a professional athlete?
Yeah.
Yeah? How about someone like a musician, someone that sings?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Pretending to be something else is kind of normal, okay? Sometimes we may not necessarily be happy with who we are, and we dream about others. Sometimes we have abilities that others, or we want abilities that others have. He's okay. He's just dancing, see? He has the ability to dance, and he wants to be joyful this morning. And that's good. There you go. I want to read to you a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Deuteronomy 7, 6. Here's what it says. You are a people holy to the Lord your God.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people.
Yeah.
His treasured possessions. I want you to think about that. You are special. You are a treasured possession. God loves you, and I think it's great that Faith Village shared the candy kisses in love with us on this day when we remember that God created us. He created us in his image, and we have to be happy with who we are. Are you happy with who you are? See, I bet you is. So, right? I mean, we are to be happy because we are a treasured possession of God. And he has made us who we are. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the fun and the enthusiasm of young children. Lord, we pray that they would continue to grow in the knowledge of you. And Lord, may they just know how they are treasured by you, by their families, and by us, the church family. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming up.
We now come together as a church family with our prayers on our hearts and minds before our Heavenly Father's throne. So let us pray together. Dear Lord, you are our Creator. And as the psalmist says, we say, who are we that you care for us, that you think upon us? And when we look to you, we see all the many blessings you have given to us. A family and friends and house, home, food, drink, land and animals, and all the other blessings you have bestowed upon us. We look to you and we see the roles that you have given to us as those who work in this community, as parents and family members, as servants in this congregation. Lord, we confess to you that we don't always acknowledge you as our Creator, that you are Lord over us. We don't always bring thanks back to you for all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. We don't always fulfill those roles that you have given us to do. Lord, we pray that you would restore your image in us, that you would restore us to who we are meant to be as your creation. Lord, we thank you for this place, once again, to hear your word and to be shaped by your word, and to hear what it means to be made in your image. Lord, we ask to be with those who are sick and ill and struggling, discouraged, that you would restore them bodily, that you would restore to them the health that you imagined and you created at your creation. Lord, and if that not be your will, we ask for faith, we ask for trust, that one day it will be restored with you. Lord, we bring before you all the other prayers in our hearts and minds before your merciful throne. And now, Lord, we pray together that prayer that you have taught your children to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to sing with us our responsive hymn, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.